Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit's Hard Lemonade. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Ah, so refreshing.
And now I already have a headache from all the sugar.
Yeah, but that's the gateway booze for children of the 90s.
Yeah, it's like the Jolly Rancher of alcohol.
I think that was the first thing I got. No. Before the high school fair, we drank way too much Smirnoff Ice and then drove to our high school. I don't know what goes through the mind of a fucking teenager. Where
was Goldschlager still a thing when you were first?
Yeah,
drinking?
Well, that was like the because we're in the same orbit. That was always the back of the liquor cabinet shit that no one noticed was there. Because that was, I remember that was the first thing I heard kids were drinking. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is that vodka? Is that gin? What is, I know those words.
It was just like peppermint schnapps with flakes of golden, wasn't it?
I never drank it myself. I just would we would always see it and hear it. And I was always like, I'm going to drink this weird old cachaça that my dad bought 10 years ago that he doesn't know he has.
That was the first thing I got real lit up on and went to a school dance and had a real blast. Goldschlager.
Shout out to the kids.
Shout out to,
reckless ass teenagers.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, let's tell the people what is trending.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Lakers, all sorts of sports things are trending, but the Lakers being numero uno. We talk about it a little bit on tomorrow's episode, Campeones. But I mean, we can't really talk about this enough. Your team, the team of the city in which the Daily Zeitgeist is recorded, has won the world title. And how do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you so much. I couldn't have done this without Jesus Christ, my Lord, and the support of my teammates and my mother and father.
Yeah.
I love it. It's really bittersweet, though, because in LA, like, we gather around our sporting events. Like, that's the reason to have people over, and we're having a barbecue and having fun because the Lakers are playing, or the Dodgers are playing, and it's getting, the stakes are higher. And it sucked to like not be with like my usual group of people that I've always like celebrated the last at least five with since 2000. Yeah. Especially like my family, like my grandfather, my dad, like I'm a Laker fan because of them. Yeah. So to not be able to share those moments, I think it's actually tough. So it was weird. I found myself being like screaming in my kitchen, watching on my cell phone, yeah. To then like getting like kind of morose suddenly. Her Majesty's like, "But you guys won," and I'm like, "Where's my grandpa? My other
what
homies?
Was it all for?"
Yeah. But other yeah. way, I will say this, man. It was a relief to watch the game be settled by halftime. Yeah. Because the game five was a nervy affair, but it was a great game, but enough to make me be like, oh no, they are also capable of playing at a very high level. It was just more of like, can it be sustained? And once I saw Jimmy Butler leave that press conference after game five, I was like, thank God, like the man yeah. destroyed his body in that game. Like he walked yeah. up like he had been in 7 plane crashes.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that LeBron never wears
missed
down.
A postseason game too.
Yeah, he's never missed a postseason game, and he's played and three seasons worth of postseason games. So,
right. So in add addition on top to of the, right,
yeah, add on top of all the games he's played, just because
20 seasons.
He's getting old and was playing full season since he got out of high school. Add 3 seasons on top of that, and this dude just never breaks down. That's the thing that like people who know basketball and like pay attention to him say is underrated about him is that this dude just like works on his body nonstop. Like that's he works on his body like it's a full-time job, and then works on basketball like it's a full-time job. So
and yeah, credit to him, and thank you for bringing one to LA, another one, because as he said, we are shitty. I remember when he signed, I was like, ugh! We don't like, right, you know, man. You remember this because I'm shitty, man, at the end of the day. And it wasn't that like I didn't think he was a good player. It's like more that you feel that it felt like it was cheating in a way because he is the best player. So I'm like, I liked when we had Kobe and we drafted him and we held on to him and we were doing able to do that. It gives you a little more of like, it feels a little bit more earned in that sense, because I can already see people being like, oh yeah, just assemble a super team and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, guess what we did? And shout out to Rob Pelinka, even though he didn't get it, the executive of the year. But you know, a fun fact was the year when Kobe was a rookie, the executive at the Hornets got executive of the year for trading for Vlade Divac and giving us Kobe. So it shows you this, people don't really know what half
awards,
these things mean.
I mean, look at movies.
They're imperfect.
Like the best movie rarely wins the Academy Award. You need some scope.
That's why it's all got to come from the inside. It's never external.
That's right. Lakers fans have certain luxuries that other sports fans don't have. And it can be a bit infuriating, but
yeah, we're up there with like Yankees fans. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're like used to it, and there's a sense of entitlement without an acknowledgement of privilege. But I do. I mean, I get it. We have like the mythology of the franchise behind us, and a lot of legendary players, which is an attractive opportunity for people. And that helps in the city.
Just happy to see that you guys came around to having the best player,
the greatest player
in the world on your team.
Although there's still people who I'll tell you this, I've seen some takes from people who are
Lakers fans who are like still
whatever.
Not Kobe.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on. Like, it doesn't have to be so one to one. It's not your new dad. Okay.
Like, you think the fact that he won a title with like the year that Kobe passed, with like saying every game that they were doing it for Kobe, you think that would like bring people around?
Well, they should have done it in the Mamba jerseys then.
Right. Yeah. If he was true.
Fuck right off.
If he was like, a real one. Yeah.
Either way, anyways. Shout out to them. Shout out to my boy Rohan, who's one of the videographers who has some of the best content. I love you, man. And your IG stories have been fantastic to watch from someone on the outside who's also a Laker fan.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
All right. And Lakers talk for all you non-sports heads. Bill Burr was trending over the weekend. He was Bill Burr, but it was like on a national SNL level stage. And so a lot of people got in their feelings about it, basically talking shit about white women and white liberal women. And it was, you know, I like Bill Burr. I think he's a funny dude.
Was this because I just saw a headline that his monologue was just he did stand up for his monologue.
Yeah, like, he did stand up. And to be honest, like the two takes I've seen is like people need to shut the fuck up. Like Bill Burr's hilarious all the time. And then people being like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. He wasn't funny. And it was like actually not his best. Like he kind of flubbed a couple punchlines and shit. Mm-hmm. Like I can see that argument, but like the points he's making are just like the points that he always makes. And like he has a very like well-worn point of view, and sometimes it gets on my nerves. This one didn't really get on my nerves.
Yeah, he can be a bit of a double-edged sword sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
fool. And then other times I'm like, yeah, well, facts on that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, Holocaust was trending. Why the fuck was Holocaust trending?
I don't know. Because it's 2020. So I'm like, Jesus, what now? Right. So Facebook has announced that they are going to now be taking down Holocaust denier content. This shit can no longer live on their platform. They said we're banning all of this content. Any that's denying the Holocaust, it's just completely destructive and disgusting. We will not allow it. The thing is, everyone's like, well, here's the other thing, bro. You were letting the Holocaust denial content bang on the platform for this fucking long. Like, you just now are like, all right, we made a decision. We realize it is bad to deny the Holocaust and that just genocide of people from the Second World War. We're just going to, that's our new policy. So it's a bit of a head scratcher, but I think a lot of people too, like who are in the sort of tech news overlapping journalism sector, like, I think this is probably because they're looking at what they think is going to be the next administration and realize they need to get their shit together or get hammer smashed into a million bits. So whichever way you look at it, it's a fucking bummer.
Do you think? Yeah. Cause this came up, last week or a couple weeks ago when they decided to start banning Q posts, like the most just toxic, malignant, cult.
Yeah, that veers into anti-Semitic tropes, too.
Right. Do you think an actual memo went around, or like it was probably not put in writing, but somebody actually had a call where they were like, hey, it's looking more and more like we're going to, you know, the polling, which nobody should pay attention to, but they probably do, that, you know, we could have a Democratic administration, like we need to start like banning right. like Nazis, like right. we need to we can antagonize Nazis now, like was it a calculated approach that they were like Nazis get to bang?
I think it's also like, okay, if we get too anti-Nazi, what does that do to our bottom line? What does that do to, like, can we have as much explosive growth if we're just like keep it completely just a hell spun playground for just the worst kind of takes? But his fucking statement is like kind of eerie, because he's talking about this is from Mark Zuckerberg. Today we've updated our hate speech policy to ban Holocaust denial. They said we've long taken down posts that praise hate crimes. But with the rising anti-Semitism, we've expanded our policy to prohibit any content that denies or distorts the Holocaust as well. Then he goes down a little bit further, says, I've struggled with the tension between standing for free expression and the harm caused by minimizing or denying the horror of the Holocaust. My own thinking has evolved as I've seen data showing an increase in anti-Semitic violence, as have our wider policies on hate speech. Drawing the right lines between what is and isn't acceptable speech isn't straightforward, but with the current state of the world, I believe this is the right balance. It's not about balance.
Right.
It's right and wrong. Like, one is, it's clear, Holocaust denial is just absurd. Like, anyway, so glad his thinking has evolved on this very straightforward topic.
Yeah. Also, super producer Anna Hosnier pointed out that being a professional basketball player is a full-time job. I was just going to say with LeBron, I was saying he works on his body like it's a full-time job. He works on his game like it's a full-time job. He works on his body like it's a full-time job. And he's also like the spokesperson for all professional athletes. So he has like three different full-time jobs,
and I'm worried about each other, you know, because he's so busy taking care of everybody else. But who's taking care of LeBron?
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
he needs.
That's
to start
why he said,
on.
"Just give me my respect, man."
That was it. That was an interesting. It was a less jarring, but still interesting moment. Like, it reminded me a little bit of Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech where he gets up there and is like, yeah, I know you've all been saying I couldn't do it. And it's like, what? Yeah. No. Ooh, nope. But it was just the way that these really great athletes who are already, like, have already convinced 95% of the population that they're great, they have to focus on that 5% that is still haters.
Fuck the other 95. It's these 5%ers that I got to get.
Skip Bayless is doing God's work, basically.
Yeah, right. Oh, Jesus.
John McCain is trending.
His mother
because his mother passed away.
Roberta, she passed away at age 108. I forgot about this person. And
I can't believe it.
I was like, when I saw John, I'm like, what happened? His mom, I'm like, what is it, the anniversary of her passing away? I'm like, oh, she just, wow. So she was 108 years old. That is, I mean, I don't know anything about her, but my own grandmother, my mom's mom, she lived to be 102.
God bless.
Centenarian, man, that shit is, that's a fucking vibe right. When you get that old. Although, like, towards the end there, depending on how with it you are, can be a little touch and go, but it's amazing when you're, like, kind of, like, we all, this number of 100 is so, like, mythical. And you're like, damn, Foles already got to 108.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. 108 is, like, that's leaving 100 in the dust.
Yeah, 100%.
His name's also trending because he has a book coming out where he, like, it was written before he passed. And he kind of takes some shots at Trump. From beyond the grave. That'll be interesting to see. Also, there's a story bubbling up, or was bubbling up over the weekend, that the Taliban endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Do they normally endorse candidates?
Like, I haven't really been in touch with their comms office that often.
Right. Yeah.
But I think just like the New England Journal of Medicine, in a rare move, endorsed a political candidate, a presidential candidate, as did the Taliban.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling maybe they did before. It's weird because they make it clear, like, yeah, we like him because he's trying to get these troops the fuck out of here.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I mean, right, sure. So, you know, if that affects your vote, please fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, that is it for this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.